This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Economic experts are telling us that Italy will soon leave the Eurozone and perhaps the EU. And even before this referendum was taken place last Sunday, which Mr. Renzi lost, several newspapers and magazines already prophesied that Italy will leave the Eurozone. Here's an article by the Financial Times, dated November 20, saying this: "After Brexit and Donald Trump, prepare for the return of the Eurozone crisis. If Matteo Renzi, the Italian Prime Minister, loses his constitutional referendum on December 4, which he did, I would expect a sequence of events that would raise questions of Italy's participation in the Eurozone." The Telegraph wrote on November 27 that Italy needs reforms and a Euro exit is inevitable. But not everybody agreed with that assessment. Der Spiegel Online, for instance, wrote on November 27 quite something differently. They said that an exit from the Eurozone would lead to a dramatic crisis situation in Italy, as inflation would increase, nobody would come to Italy's rescue because the European Central Bank would be prohibited from helping Italy, and Italy's astronomical national debt, which is calculated in euros, still will have to be repaid. Still, after the referendum was done, and of course the result was that Mr. Renzi lost, the CNN wrote on December 5, the stage is slowly being set for a possible it exit. They call it now Italy exit, it exit. But why? Well, I was appalled, actually, when I read the reports, how the facts were twisted. Because it was presented as if the referendum had something to do with a vote for or against the euro, and whether or not Italy would leave the eurozone or even the EU or would stay in it. See, the referendum had nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. It was not even an issue. It had to do with the fact that Mr. Renzi wanted to have more power, and he wanted to take power away from the parliament. And of course, then there were other quote-unquote reforms, and nobody quite fully understood what they were. The Local wrote on December 5, "If it's uncertain exactly what the electorate were voting against, the establishment, Renzi himself, or the reforms on the table, there is even more confusion over what Italians were voting for. Italy is still a long way from fresh elections, let alone questioning its membership of the EU or the Euro. It is true that one of the main beneficiaries of Renzi's defeat is likely to be Beppe Grillo, actually a comedian, and his anti-establishment five-star movement party, which spearheaded the campaign for no and is openly critical of the EU. However, while the movement has called for a referendum on Italy's membership of the Euro, Grillo stressed in blog post after the UK's Brexit that his party believed in the union. They just wanted to reform it from within. On the other side of the spectrum, of course, Italy's far right were quick to claim the result as a victory, despite the fact that it was a cross-party campaign, including prominent figures from Renzi's own Democratic Party. And so what we have here is a confusing picture as to what actually the referendum was all about. And the article points out that one thing Italians certainly did not vote for was radical change. The result sends a clear message as business as usual, because the reforms have been voted down. Paradoxically, the decisiveness of the result means we will likely see less uncertainty than might have been expected. Now, if you listen to the American news, if there is any about this topic, they pretty much all talk about this was about the euro and Italy will leave the eurozone and the eurozone will collapse and the EU progress and program and project is over and everybody will go back to their currencies. That is absolute blatant nonsense, my friends. Those people who are saying that have no clue. no clue as to what is going on in Europe, and quite frankly, they don't understand anything when it comes to the Bible. You see, you got to look at this from a biblical perspective. And the Bible tells you very clearly, if you understand it, that a European Union will form in those last days. And the European Union will ultimately consist of 10 nations or groups of nations led by a very charismatic political and military leader who is going to work hand in hand with a religious leader. And Italy absolutely has to be part of this. It all started with the Treaty of Rome. And if you go back to history, you will know that it is the ancient Roman Empire which is being revived a last time now in Europe. The problem, my friends, is that when people talk about the European project, saying the European project is over and Italy will leave the Eurozone and so on, they don't understand their enemy, their future enemy. Because, you know, the Bible tells you that ultimately it's going to be the European Union under a very strong political and military leader who is going to start a war against the United States of America. You see, people don't understand this because people don't understand the Bible. Now, you can understand if you have eyes to see. We have prepared a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy. You should write for this free booklet because this booklet shows you from the pages of the Bible and from history, first of all, why Italy will never leave the Eurozone, why Italy will not move away from the European project. And it will also show you what is in store for both Europe and the United States. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.